You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The tour, one of the Gedolei Rishonim and Hazarbo Turim Simenun in Orachayim. And why were Chazal Koveya, the Mishnah, the collection of Mishnayos, Eizil Makoman from the fifth parak of Maseches Zvachim, as well as the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, which concludes this section, the Chelik of Karbonos, at the very outset of Davening. So we've already spoken about Kedis Yitzchak, Karman Tomid, Parshas HaKetores, and Vada, we could spend all year just discussing why specific selections were chosen to comprise the Chelik HaKarbonos. But let's take a look at the tour. The tour, and we mentioned in the name of the Seder of Aram Gaon, why were Chazal Koveya to have the Mishnayos of Eizil Makomot along with the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel of the Shloshes and Midos Shaton Resben? Why were they Koveya these in Yonim Achar Parshas Atomitz? Again, you see already from the tour, as well as Rav Aram Gaon that we discuss, Lav Davka throughout the generations, did everybody say everything? Certain sections were added on through various tekufos. Along comes the tour and says, Mishim Hod Yamar Rav Safra, the Olam, this is the Gemara Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the Gemara as well, now Avodah Zarah Yetzeh Amud Beis, the Olam, Yeshalish Odom Shnosov, Shlish B'mikra, Shlish b'Mishnah, Shlish b'Talmud. A person should go in and divide up his years. A third learning Mikra, a third learning Mishnah, a third learning Gemara. Parach, the Gemara asks the Kashmi, Yoda Kamachaye. Does a person know how long he or she is going to live? Elo, what's the pshat? No, Mishani, lo nitzucha, elo liyomi. You got to divide up each individual day. Shetzorach b'chol yom, limod mishloshten. And again, we discussed Machlokes Rashi Taisus. In those two places, Kedushin, Daflamin, and Avodah Zarah Daf Yates. I divide up the day, and since we have to divide up the day, we need a kiyum, a fulfillment of the chelek hamikra. Thus, we have psukim right after Berchas HaShachar. We have a number of psukim from the Chumash, psukim from Tanakh, and now we have Mishnayos, Eizil Makomot, and then we have Talmud. Where's the kiyum of Talmud? Where do we mention the Gemara in the section of Kabbonis, Bavorns? The tour of this kasha, Umedrish shall brise the Rabbi Shmuel havi bimkom Talmud, shall medrish ke Talmud. Since medrish is like Talmud, after all, it's something outside the context of Mishnayos. Memela accounts as Talmud. I know you're all looking at me askance. What do you mean, Rabbi? In the end of the day, it's a very good, but it accounts as Talmud. So why not go to the Gemara itself? Pick a section from the Gemara. So the tour continues. Veod, and the priest says this vote is not an independent reason. This vote, writes the priest, is gufa coming to address this. Ain't a time of Neyatzvo. Elisium Tom Rishon, who why? Da Bryce, who come Talmud? Because cautiously, Lama Tiknu Bryce, of a low pupil, be Sugisa Gemara. Why not go to a shtickle from the Gemara? Why go to a shtickle from Bryce and Rabbi Shmuel? It's a Bryce, it's a Sephra, the Torah's Kohenim, and then Medrash Shei Halacha. Why are you going to there? What do you mean Medrash Ketamad? Because continues the Torah, Shei Tchilas Torah's Kohenim, Shirosh the Kol HaKarbonos, Kavua Itza HaKarbonos. Since Sefer Vayikra revolves on the subject matter of Karbonos and the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the beginning of the Medrash Sifra, Medrash Halacha, the Torah's Kohenim talks about this Bryce, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, B'Shlosh, Ramina Saton Respahan, Amelet Mekusha to Karbonos. So we want to pick a section of the Gemara that's Makushur Be'etzem to what we're speaking about. To Karbonos is nothing better than Rabbi Yisrael Omer, which is the Hagdama to all the Indian of Karbonos and Sefer Vayikra. Mela Kavua Itzala Karbonos. And what about Eizil Makomon? Eizil Makomon, why? Based on Chazal, because anyone who is osek in halachas the avoda b'chomokom ala ni'ana aleim kilim aktir magishim l'shmi, Hashem says, if you can't bring kabonis nowadays, therefore at least say the psukim, the Gemara Menachos Kafir Raman Aleph. Anyone who wants to be mekayim, it's as if you bought a karban toda. Anyone who says the psukim, who is korei, who learns parshas atamid kiluik of tamid, you learn parshas atoda kiluik of toda. Semamela, again, it's makusha obviously to the very Indian of brachos davav Raman Aleph achoshe shmo. And what do we want? We were an onus. What can we do? It's about Korchena. We want to go in and bring a korban. Show neighbors, do you want to bring a korban? At least say the parsha. You say the parsha. It's kilu akraftim lefonai. It's as if you bought a korban toda. Therefore, ezim a korban. You can't bring korbanos. Tefila b'makom avoda niskanot tainis beis amenalf ezuhi avoda shabalev zoi tefila havamata b'chol machom emeila. If we can't bring the actual korbanos, at least say, not just psukim, say the mishnayos. Learn the Indian of korbanos. So I understand ezim use a makomon. I have to use a makomon. Now I had my mishnayos perkeis vachim. After I have my mishnayos, and now let's go to the gemara. It's not gemara. It's a brisa. It's a sefra and a chanami. But since it appears at the very outset of the Torah's kohen in the beginning of sefer vayikra, and it's the prelude, the preface to the whole inyan of karbonos, they were makasha to the inyan of karbonos, and that will be the key of the Talmud of the learning. And thus I have mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, and on a daily level we're mekayim this inyan of the shilashtem of having the third mikra, third Mishnah, and third Gemara. So that's the tour with the explanation of the Prisha. In addition, we have the Riyakar. Riyakar is the Rebbe of the Ramban, and he wrote a fascinating two-volume work on Tefillah, and writes Riyakar, so we're talking about one of the Gedolei Rishonim, the Rebbe of the Ramban, and the Riyakar says, you know why they picked a Zo Makoma? And because when do we have davening put together? By Anshei Knesset Gedola, and in the door right after the Churban HaBayis, because until the Churban HaBayis, they had the actual Karbonos. So when were they masaking the tefillah b'makam avoda niskana, after we lost the avoda, after the Churban HaBayis? Our rights, the Riyakar, go through Shas, and the only section of Mishnayos where there's no machlokes at all is what section? Ezo Makoman. There's no machlokes anywhere in Ezo Makoman. Now, yes, Rav Yehuda Magolios in the statement of Ashchai and he does ask the Kasha Tosfos Yontif that there is a place where it's a machlokes might be mentioned, but even though there might be an idea that's totally in a machlokes tanoim, but there's no actual machlokes appearing on the pages of the Mishnayos of Ezo Makoman. The whole Churban HaBayis is what? Because the sin of Shechinim is because of machlokes. Writes the Riyakar, not a sefer of Derush. This is the Riyakar and his Peirush on Tefillah that they are masaking. Hey Zoma, come on. Let's pick a section of Mishnayos where less man the polygolov. There's no machlokes bechlal, and that's the section to take over Karbonos. That's going to make you think. Hey, why aren't we bringing the actual Karbonos? You know why? Because we have no base mitzvah. Why don't we have a base mitzvah? Yuma tesim and base. Second base mitzvah was nechrav because the sin of schinam and machlokes and loshen hara. Start with Zoma, come on. There's no machlokes here whatsoever. And addition, some of meyachis it to the grav. Tiferes Yisrael writes it in brackets in his commentary in the Yochanan Boaz Mishnayos and the middle of Perakei Yisvachim by Mishnah Gimel. After discussing Mishnah Gimel and the mention of Mishnah Gimel of Necholon Lefnim Min HaKeloyim. Now what a Kalam? Kalam or curtains? Who had curtains? Beis HaMikdash didn't have curtains. Ella what? In the Mishkan. In front of the curtains. Curtains, that means we're talking about the curtains. That means we're talking about there was a paroches separating the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim. But the whole Indian of Kalam was miyuchad to what? To the Mishkan. By the Mishkan we had Kalam. So why are we talking about the Mishkan when we're talking about Ezo Makoman? Oh, nearly demuchach mikan to call perekzeh midein bo machlaikes. And there's no machlaikes in Ezo Makoman. Hu beloshen mamish kemoshen nimsalon mimoshe beinu misi. Not just that there's no machlokes, this is the way it's given over from Moshe Rabbeinu. How do we know that? And that's why it says kaloyim, because if this was talking about Anshei Knesset Gedolah, they would change. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave over the halachas, was talking about the Mishkan. He was talking about the Zohar and the Kodesh divided by kaloyim. You had various curtains. He didn't have curtains. It was a solid structure in the Beis HaMikdash. So why are we still using the lashon of the Mishkan? Because there's no machlokes. No one changed anything. It's word for word the exact Masorah. Right, so that also further highlights and enhances authenticity. No machlokes, it's preserved. No one's here to argue. Word for word, the exact same way the Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to Klal Yisrael is the exact same way it appears in our Mishnayos Ezo Makoman and continues it to Tiferes Yisrael. Again, many amiyachis to the Gra, who may high time omer per exebuchol yom, and that's why we say it every day. No machlokes, authentic, straight Messiah. No one made a change. No one made any discrepancy, no one had anything to argue. That's it. Tiferes Yisrael and Tzvachim Brakei, and Mishnah Gimel, and Amela. That's why we have a Zo Makoman Bedavka. In addition, what did we see from the tour? We saw from the tour, and the Rav Avraham Gaon that if they were Masakeh, And Bryson Roy Shmuel to be the fulfillment of the psukim from Mikra, halachas from Mishnah and Gemara, Midrash over here, the Midrash halacha, Torah's Kohen and the Sefer will take the place of the Gemara. Over here we have what? Learning. The question, of course, is it's very nice we have learning, it's very nice we have Karbonis, but you still see that the Karbonis section is not simply based on Menachos Kofiud, that you want to bring Karbonis, Elawat, now we have a Churban Abayas. So it's Kilu Hikraftim Lefonai, just say over the Parshios V'chulei, but we see clearly it's more than that, because more that come on us. We have a Bryce Sederei Shmuel, which is a fulfillment of the Talmud, of the Chi of Gemara. And we have Mishnayis. You don't have to go through all the Mishnayis. Tell me the Psukim. You had a Korma Talmud. You had a Parshas of Ketairas. So bring down the come on us. And we have Chatas and Oshem, Chulik, and the Krafti, the Fanai. Many say the Yishem Yichud, the Hirotzon. And the end of the day, Zimakomen is clearly not just to be here about Kabbalah, it's about learning. What in the world is learning doing in my davening? I thought I'm here to daven. I'm not here to learn. We mentioned more than once in the past, Rav Shlomo Shodron says over Gevaldige Maisa, and he says he had a Kabbalah, I remember, in the same generation at Tzfat. Who did you have in the 1500s in Tzfat, in the same shul? You had the Ari, and the Arizal was Kilu Bebechinas Tachasidus Rebbe. You had Rav Yosef Cairo in Tzfat at the same time. He was the Rav, he was the Posek. You had the Sefer Charedim, he was the Meshamesh, and he was the Baal Musar. And you had the Alshech HaKadosh, he was the Magid. Famous Alshech Kodesh, he was the world's best Darshan. And the Arizal even told him, when the Alshech Kodesh wanted to learn by the feet of the Arizal, along with Chaim Vital, he said, I see you to your Shorish Neshama, and you're here as a Gilgul because your previous Neshama already mastered Chochmas HaKabbalah. You were sent back because your previous reincarnate did not master the Chelek HaDrush. Pardes is an acronym, Pshat, Remez, Drush, Sod. In previous lifetimes, you already mastered Pshat, Remez, and Sod, but you never mastered Drush. You're here in this world now to master Drush. And do you know any sefer that's as lengthy on Chumash as the Alshech HaKadosh? And besides having an Alshech HaKadosh, I have a sefer called the Kitzur Alshech. And the Kitzur Alshech is as big. Now we need a Kitzur, the Kitzur of the Alshech. And the Alshech is unbelievable drush, because that's what the Arizal is Mitzava. That's why he didn't let him learn Kabbalah, Torah said Kabbalah by him. He said, you have to master drush. You can imagine, right, your Shom Shadra, that in one shul you had the Ari HaKadosh, the Beis Yosef, the Sefer Charedim, and the Alshech HaKadosh. He says, imagine how long Shmon Esrei took. He says, you had to wait for everybody to finish. She says he has a Kabbalah and a Maisa. That there was one time, Sefer Charedim finished, the Alshech finished, and the Arizal finished. He didn't know which order. But either way, they all finished one Esri after whatever it was, 10, 15, 20 minutes. They finished one Esri, the Beis Yosef was still davening. Arizal gave a clap, and he told the shots, start Chazar Shots. I basement, the Tzibur, start the Arizal is giving him psak. The Beis Yosef is still davening. The Rav is still davening. How do you start Chazar Shots? So the Shliach Tzibur went weiter. Comes the end of davening, and the Beis Yosef is smiling. And the Arizal says to the Shamash, he says, go lock the door of the Beis Yosef, don't let anybody leave. So the Arizal made sure that everyone who was present by the davening was still there. And he says, I want everyone to know, Chalila B'chasa, I was not the Mevaza. In the covenant of the Beis Yosef, I would never tell the shots to start before the Rav finished. How can you start Shmon Esrei before the Rav finished? He says, but I want you to know why I did it, because the Beis Yosef was holding in Shema Kolenu at the time. And before Kiyata Shemaya Tfilas, his mind, he was Messiah Das. And instead of davening, he was thinking about Akasha and learning. He says, we're mechuyev to wait for the Beis Yosef to finish davening, but we're not mechuyev to wait for the Beis Yosef to finish his learning. And that's when we were able to go fight, and the Beis Yosef smiled and he says, and now you know the galus of the area Kaddish, because I was working on a tifa, a profound sugyo, and I got stuck in the middle of Shema Kalenu when you could be mafsik, and I started thinking about that bomb kash in the sugyo that I'm working on, and I was Messiah Das and I got lost. That's why Shmon Esrei took so long. He got lost in that learning. Machshava and Arizal knew it by looking at him. He says, we don't have to wait for his learning, we only have to wait for his davening. Zman Torah Luchud, Zman Tvila Luchud. A famous mice in the Gra. Rechaim Elozhin brings that one time he saw the Gra looking old, despondent, all sad. And he says, Rabbi, why are you so sad? He says he was bothered for years by a difficult, by a Shver Zohar. He says, today in Shmon Esrei, a mamish in the middle of davening, I had an Einfeld, and seven answers came to me to that Shver Zohar. And I thought about those seven answers, and I had such a geschmack. I read seven answers to the Shmarkind in the Zohar. He says, and I got to the end of Shmon Esrei, and the Abishter took it away from me. I forgot all seven answers. And he was upset. And he says, so Rebbe, why did that happen? He says, Pasha, because I thought in learning in the middle of Shmon Esrei. And because there was Messiah Das for my davening, that's why the Abishur took it away the very next day. Chaim Volozhin sees the grass smiling. You can already guess what happened. I says, Rabbi, why are you smiling? Torah even Lamanani Tzorach. He says, today, and Shuan Esrei, the seven answers came back to me. And I didn't think about them for a second. I pushed them immediately out of my mind. It was Messiah Das. And because I did that, imagine the Nisayon for the grah to be bothered. Imagine you're bothered by Akasha for 20 years, and it comes to you as a Matan and Shuan Esrei, and you're not going to think about it. And the girl pushed it out of sight, out of mind, and Abishur gave it to him as a matana at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, and that's why he was smiling, that's why he remembered it. It's a kasha, because Reb Chaim Volozhin does write in his 10-page introduction to the girl's parish, the Sefer Yusa, that he asked the girl, did Malachim come to talk to you in learning? He says, Amada, they came all the time, and the Malachim would come, and they would give him answers to his kashas, and he would always send them away, because he only wants to get terutzim to his difficulties, machmas, his own yegiyah, his own amelus. He would always send them away. I said, why did he accept these? I don't know, maybe the Zohar was bothering him for so long. Maybe over here this was an exception. I'll come upon him. You don't think about davening and learning in the same time.
It wasn't
Amelus. It wasn't the Amelus are pushing it out of his mind. But it wasn't Amelus. We talk us that in the end. 20 years with Tzofko, so he got it as a gift. He didn't want to take the answers as a gift. But he told us, Taminim, if you were Miyageya during the day, the Malachim come in the middle of the night, and then Avada, you can accept those answers. That's why, in the Orchas Chaim Arosh HaMavur, the Panovich Arov says, the Rav Chatzko Levinstein from Panovich, writes in the Perish Or Yechesk, in the Orchas Chaim Arosh HaPiska Yedches, Rabbeinu Asher says, you shouldn't go to sleep, Mitok Divrei Torah, Mitok Sicha Batei, Mitok Sicha Batei Lo, you should go to sleep rather, Mitok Divrei Torah. Why? Because the Seichel is working even when you're sleeping, and therefore don't go to sleep from reading Shtiyot, from reading a New York Times or reading a magazine, because again, it's going to be pull on what you're, even if you're reading a book or magazine before you go to sleep, make sure the last thing you do is Kriya Shema Lamita. Make sure the last thing you do is Psukim, is a Gemara, is a Sefer, because that's what's going to be acting on your mind. If you go into a Shtus, you're going to wake up in a low Madriga. If you go in a Torah, Kriya Shema Lamita, something, you wake up in a high Madriga, right? So Chatz Klevitzin, what's the Raya? From the fact that the girl told us, Tamidim, that if you were Miakeya and you went to sleep, me the Yegiyah and Amelus Matayra, any answers you still have, don't worry, the Malachim are going to come to you and they're going to tell you the answers in your sleep. Either way, we have a kasha. I'm here to daven, I'm not here to learn. What am I doing learning? See, you're right, I have the Seder of Amagon, you're right, I have the Gemara Kedushin. Now, I have to be Mashali. So very good. So I have to have Mikra, I have to have Mishnah, I have a Gemara. So you know what? Finish davening. And when you finish davening, then go have it. Why do I have the Torah at the beginning of my davening? I'm not supposed to be thinking about learning. Imagine if you're reading Ezra's Vachem. Now, you have a Diyak, you have a Kasha. You're going to go through all Pesukim and Zimna thinking about that Kasha. So say, why in the world do we have it at the beginning of davening? Say, so yes, we saw the Torah. And yes, we saw the Riyakar. There's no Machloikes. Still, put it at the end of davening after I finish my Torah Luchot, my Tvi Luchot. What's going on here? Terence is what writes the Sefer Yalkut Kota. Let's listen to the beautiful Lashon of Reb Chaim Volozhin and Ev Shechaim Shadal Perek Yedalet. He's talking about whole Shar revolves on the hinge of Lima Natayra, Lima Torah Lishma, and he says, and then when you're in davening, when you're in learning, I'm sorry, what happens? As mishtal shel v'nimshach shifas ora bracha. And when you're learning, you're connecting to the Ribono Shel to the Mokom Ha'Elyon. It's Dvarim Smeichim Kinesinas Sinai. And now you can pull a hashpa of ora and bracha down from Shemayim. Mi Mekor Shorsha Elyon Al Kol Olamos. You could spread it out, disseminate it all throughout the world. V'gam Ha'oretz Ha'iri Mikvodim Esparechas Maybe Harbi Tov Rishu Es Bracha Li'olam. And you bring Gavaldik Hashefa to Sefas Bracha to the entire world. And then he cites a ton of Elio Rabba, Miuchas, of course, to Elio Anavi, Perkir Ches, came in Shalomina Satira, Hareza Mevi Tovo Liolom. Anyone who learns, you bring goodness to the entire world. Viochalu Lavaki Shrachamim, Ola Hespala Lafnea Kodesh Baruchu. And by being Shakua, by being engaged in Limanat Taira, you could then, you're so attached to the Yiboroshim, you could then ask for Midas Arachamim, and you could daven, Viyafak Fake Esaraki, you could split open the Shemayim Viyavi Motu. And you can bring rain in. Now, this is a secret given to us. Perkir Ches, Ton of Eliyahu Rabbi, none other than Eliyahu Navi. And we see that what? Through Lima Natayra. Now, what is this idea of a Kusha to? Obviously, Brachas Dafavam and Aleph. Mora says, שיושב ועוסק בתורה שהשכינה אימו שנאמר חומקמה אשר אסקה שמי אבוי לא חברי עתיך. And we see that על ידי לימן התורה you could bring down that shrus השכינה. As that means what? We know you have to be making for davening. Broch us amal beis amal beis chasinim harishon ha'yishon ha'yishon shachas b'fnei ha'tfilah shachas b'tfilah shachas ha'chat tfilah. What we did they doing the shah b'fnei ha'tfilah rechaim v'lozhen writes in shar beis ispashas ha'gashmi they divorced themselves of inyoni gashmis or physicality the world of the mundane. They separated themselves from the world of materialism and now they were able to connect, right? So Chaim Kineskin Darsicha, what did they do? They davened. They davened in order to prepare for davening. They davened that they should have kavona when they actually start the davening. That's what they did, the Shachas Lefnei. Writes the Akakota, no, you know what they did? They learned. And why did they learn? Because Tanav Eliyahu, if you want to be Mevakei Shrachamim, to be Mespal of an HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first attach yourself to learning. Why? Because first you got to bring the Shekhinah. You want to connect and you want God to be there in proximity. You want the Ebeshter to listen to you. No problem. First, bring the Ebeshter down instead of working on the higher, more difficult avoda of elevating yourself and taking yourself to Shemayim. Best thing is, bring Shemayim down to you. Bring the Ebeshter down to you. The Torah is Lobo Shemayim. Hey, HaTorah comes with the Ebeshter. If you're learning Torah, Zohar, Nachar, Mosai, and Ginnom, and Aleph, Kutcha, Bruch, Vyasov, Vareisa, Chadu, Memela, Tefillah is, I'm going up and I'm connecting to the Ebeshter. Torah is, same way Torah came as a Matan, and a Shemayim, and it came down here. Torah is, I want to bring the Torah down, you bring the Torah down, you bring the Ebeshter down with the Torah, Kavi Yochol. Memela writes, the Akut Kota, and that's why we start with learning. First thing is, you know, I don't know how elevated we're going to get in our davening this morning, but if I can find the easy way, the easy route is, open up a Mishnayis, an Ezer Makoma. Why do so many Hasidim spend hours learning before davening? Now I told you about one of my visits to Skirtan when I daven Hashkoma. I daven at the 9 o'clock Hashkoma minyan. Have I no slas? Hashkoma and Skirtan was on. People make fun of the White Show. They say White Show daven's late. So we White Show. We daven Hashkoma. According to Skver standards, we daven Hashkoma. When Rav Noishlas Zatzal was alive, so I daven there. Otherwise, 11 o'clock. And I remember meeting a Hoshe Tamachachem, and he used to get up about 6, 7 in the morning, and he used to learn for 4 hours after midday. Learn for 4 hours before davening. Why learn it? Because learning is the connection. Bring the Ebeshter down, Kavayocho, and then you can be Mavake, Shrachman, Lespal of Nehakur Sprucho, via Fakvik Yesarakia, via Vimorta, Leola, Mamela, writes the Akir Kota, and that's why we start with the Ezer Makomon. That's why we start with the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel. First, bring the Ebeshter down, be Osik and Taira, and now you bring the Ashras Hashchina. Once now Hashem's right here, he's going to listen to you. Baruch Ata. Talk right to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Best to start out with your davening with the learning, and that would be the achon of the kiyum of the shachas lefnei tefillah was the shachas osek in taira. And that was the achana. That would explain why we start dafka with the nyanim of learning, but to the achana as the prelude, as the preface to the actual koach tefillah. So we had the learning, we had a zimakoman. As we said, we close the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel. We can't pass over the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel without bringing in the famous Varta of Yonas and Eibshitz. Right of Yonas and Eishitz, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Yonas and Eishitz is a boy about 13 years old, and when his prospective shver came to him, the Beis Medrash, they heard about the biggest Eloi in the door of Yonas and Eishitz, an Eloi Shebe Eloiim, and they came to Yonas and Eishitz, and he said, I'm here with two massive Tamidei Chacham, two Dayanim, and we're here to fahare you, which one of us is the shver? He says, it must be you, because I don't like you so much already. Again, he was 13 years old, whatever it was, and that's the Shmuel, that's how I heard the Maisa. That's what Yonas and Eishitz, he was 13. Again, his 13 was a different suk 13. Either way, he says, you must be the shver. He says, okay, we're here to fahare you. For my daughter, and I'm going to support you for years of learning. He says, so I want to test you. What are you learning now? He says, everything. She says, so what do you want us to give you a fahare on? He says, you can fahare me on anything you want. 13 years old, fahare me on anything you want. He says, well, which result? He says, any safer in the base matters. This is Yonas and Ice. It's a 13. So I says, any safer in the base matters? Really? You'll tell me Ishtika Torah? Says, okay. And he pulls out a sitter. I pulls out a sitter. He says, okay, tell me Ishtika Torah. He says, I'll tell you any Ishtika Torah you want. Open up to any page and I'll tell you Ishtika Torah. That's what Yonas and Eishitz. So the Shver opens up randomly to a page, opens up to the end of Karbonis, the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Says, okay, tell me a Shtuk HaTorah. He says, no problem, I got three kashas. Three kashas in this Sifra, in this Torah's Kohenim. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, what do you mean Rabbi Shmuel Omer? Who, with whom is he arguing? It should be what? It's an independent Brice. It should be Amar Rabbi Yishmael. Amar Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Shmuel Omer is Masha. Somebody else said something. And now Rabbi Shmuel Omer, now he's coming to argue. With whom is he arguing? That should be Amar Rabbi Yishmael. It's kasha number one. Kasha number two, in the very beginning of the Yugam Amidus, what do we have? Klal or Prada Klal. That means I can infer, I can deduce certain things in the world of biblical exegesis by the fact that the Klal came before the Prat, and a separate one of the Yugam Amidus is the Prada Klal. The Prat sometimes precedes the Klal. Says Mechitesi, how do you know which one came first? I thought Emuk de Mucha B'Tayra. So if you hold Emuk de Mucha B'Tayra, how can you make a diuk that the Klal preceded the Prat or vice versa? Mechitesi, Emuk de Mucha. Kasha number three, what the Yiddish Mama would have a name of son Yishmael? How is it shy that there was a Talmud whose name was Yishmael? People at Parliament, anyone who was here between Mechamar, we asked the Kasha the Chassam Sefer, and Shuvah Seven Asher, and Chelik Beisim Chabeis, in his Chassam Sefer, the Tyro. Why did Yitzhar, the son of Kas, the son of Levi, why was the Havamina that he named his son Korach? Korach is listed in Vayishlach as in Perek Lamed Hei, as one of the Alufei Esav. In Perek Lamed Hei, in Pasuk Kei, in Pasuk Tesai, he's one of the Alufei Esav. What are you naming your son Korach for? But a bigger Bab Kasha that the Chidon deals with, and is Yosef Ometz, Archaim Falashi, and Yopin the Leiv. Why in the world did a Yiddish Mama name her son Yishmael? Yishmael is the son of Hagar. Yishmael the Arus Abish. Good on an aleph on the base. Abishur has charata kaviyochel that he ever made Yishmael. So why would he hear Yishmael? My name is Yishmael. It's a good kasha. As Dr. Yonis and Aishut, I'll answer all three kashas. He says, "Is the machlokes alagabe regarding a mukta mukha b'Torah? How do we say mukta mukha b'Torah? Parsha achas or only b'shtei parshas? That means when you have two separate narratives, kuli hamamodi, everybody agrees you can't be medayik." Of Emuk to Mukhbatar. We don't know which one came first, which one came second. However, according to many Shitas, if you have one Parsha Achas, you're in one Inyan, then how the Mukta Muktum, how the Mukha Mukha. Then we can Medaik in the sequence. What came first is first, what came second, came second. Says the Machlekes, some say you could even invoke Emuk to Mukhbatar, that Klal, even the Parsha Achas. So here in Sanayvshat says, Efshur that the Mani Yomer might hold even in Baposik Achas. And Baposik Achas. So let's go now to the end of Parshas Chayisar. Came the demise of Avram Avinu and state in Pasuk that Yitzhak and Yishmael came to bury Avram. Rashi brings from the Menorah Rabbah that you can be medayik that Yishmael let Yitzhak go in front. I tell you that Yishmael did tshuva and he finally was mocker that it's Kiv Yitzhak Yikar Lechazera and he allowed Yitzhak to go in front, and that's why Yitzhak appears in the Torah first. Yitzhak and Yishmael, he didn't push himself ahead and say, oh, I'm the one, I'm the true son. Yitzchak, you're the true son. Even though I was born first, you're the true son. Can be Yitzchak, you go to the Chazera, and Mikan de'osa Yishmol Tshuva. And that's Rashi. Frank Rav Yonis and Aimshitz, that's only going to work if you hold Emuk de Mukhor applies Mishtei Parshas, but the Parshachas and the Posek Echad, hold the Mukhtem Mukhtem, hold the Mukhor Mukhor. But if you argue with that, then you don't know that Yishmol the Tshuva. Since his mother had Ruach HaKodesh, that Rizan Sefer Gagulim, the one time in your life that parents have Ruach HaKodesh is when it comes to naming the child. So she knew Api Ruach HaKodesh. How am I going to know that Yishmael did Tshuva? Because my son is going to be the Baal Shita, that Parsha B'Pasek Echad Had Demukta Muktam Had Demukta Mokhar. And that's why, number one, he Kedarshin Klal Prat Prat Klal. Because he holds that when you see one Indian, the Klal that came before the Prat and the Prat that came before the Klal, you can make a Diyak, because we don't say Mukta Mochor, the Parashim of Pasek Echad. Hamela, that's Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Who's he arguing with? The man, the Omer, who says, Emuk to Mochor Matur is even Parashim Echad. He wouldn't be able to say Klal, a Prat, Prat, a Klal. So we need to begin the Bryce of Rabbi Shmuel Omer. He's arguing with that man, the Omer. And only therefore could he say Klal, a Prat, a Prat, a Klal. Hamela, only Ayadeh, his Shita, could I ever be Medaik that Yishmael, the son of Avram, actually did Tshuva. Hence, he's called Al Shem Yishmael. And that's why he has the name Yishmael Badavka. And he is the one to teach us. I'll be his Shita in Chazal. I'll only know through him that Yishmael, the son of Avram, ever did Tshuva. Meet this. Mela, we're going to call me Yishmael to say it's through him that I know Yishmael did Tshuva. Yishmael ended up on a fine note. Mela will call him Rabbi Yishmael. And that's why his name is Rabbi Yishmael. And those are the sources of Midos, Shatoan, and Rashi's Behem. Mela, and we got through the section of Kabbalas, at least on one level, and now we're up to Mizmor Shir. And Mizmor Shir, Chanukah Sabayis, in the remaining minutes, we have to understand, is this the end of Karbanos? Is this the beginning of Psukkot Zimra? We know in this aspart, they go right into Hodu. So what's Mizmor Shir, Chanukah Sabayis, the David, doing here? Writes Rabbi Yisochar Yaakovson, in his five-eyem work in the Sibino, in the Chelek Aleph. He says, "Lafiminak Poland Mesaimim Mesachelik Shalatvila Berchas Hashachar Bamiris Mizmor Lamed." So again, one can clear. He is saying now that it's bigger, the Siyim of Berchas Hashachar, more than it's the beginning of Pesuket Zimra. And then he brings from Rav Avram Berliner, who's Mitzayin, that Kufas Kabbalas Amizma the Siddur. One has to wonder, why is it here at the end of Berachas HaShachar, Kapitul Lamed from Tehillim, either as the conclusion of Berachas HaShachar and Karbanos, or as the Akdamah of Pesukei Zimra? Ve'ilu Dvarav. Lamito Shodavar Osimizra Nechlas Achron in the Siddur Tefillah. It was only added in later on. This was not added by Anshei Knesset Gedolah. In fact, in the Siddur Agra, you don't have to say Mizmor Shir, and if you're running late, Avada Mizmor Shir is one of the first things that you skip. It only began to appear in the printed editions of the Siddur, Rakim HaMeya HaShvasre, and the 1700s, Ubetasefes Tzion, and that it said, Bekama Kehilus. Amikro Noah Amizbar Beminak Svarli Mechanica, Omekom Lefnei Tfilas Baruch Shamar, originally, and when it was printed in the Siddurim, the Tachlis was to recite Mizmor Shir Chanukah Samayis. That was Chanukah time. That is what Chanukah time is. It's the Chanukah Samayis. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Samayis Adavid, and that is the Minak. That's so widespread that we recited Chanukah time. But what happened? Ulam Achika, whoever Lakam Defusim Shalanu, she says, really it was printed in the Siddur to be said Chanukah time. So Rav Avraham Berliner wants to suggest that Kantovish Shmitu has said, he says people made a mistake when they were copying over the printed editions in the Siddur and only said to say this Kapitul Lamed Chanukah time. They just took it from the Siddur and they made a mistake and they left out the reference to only say it Chanukah time. They even left at the beginning. In some editions of the Siddur, they don't even have that introductory phrase. They start only with our Hashem Kiri Lisani. She says, what caused that? He says, a beautiful hashara. This is conjecture. Hamaseches Bikurim Paragimel, the end of Mishnah Dalet says, B'shosh Odom Yisrael, when a person would get to the Azara with his basket of Bikurim, Pasach V'amar Betoda, he would open up his mouth and say, in thanks to God, Aruch Hashem Kiri Lisani. He writes in his Zohar Salah Siddur, it makes sense that just like when you're bringing Bikurim, you're bringing Kiloei Maisa HaKrova to the Mizbeach, to the Azara, and he would start out Aruch Hashem Kiri Lisani. So now maybe it made its way into the Siddur to come into davening. Oh, I'm coming into davening. I'm now stepping in front of the Azara, Aruch Hashem Kiri Lisani, and that would explain why some editions left out Mizrach Shechen Yisabayis David, even though it seems, according to him, that really it came in only as a capital to recite Chanukah time. Later editions left out the reference to say it exclusively Chanukah, and it became part and parcel of the davening. Amalamaisa, we now say it. So we have to know another reason. In the end of the day, our minigas, we say it. What's pshat that we say it? So writes the Ruch HaShulchan, and with this we'll close. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Samayis HaDavid, and we know that the bias was built by Shlomo. But it's always miyuchos to David, because Masa Atzma, Lech Hazal say, he is the one who laid the figurative cornerstone. He's the one who had the bakash, who had the unparalleled rotzen to want to build the Beis HaMikdash. Why didn't he build the Beis HaMikdash? So everybody knows the famous reason of Chazal and the Medrash, that since he was shofech dam, since he spilled blood, Amishar says the Beis HaMikdash can't be built with hands that spill blood. Mainly can't build the Beis HaMikdash. So it's a big kasha because it was all mechames mitzvah. It was to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Once pshat, the Yalkut Shimoni, another Medrash says that's not the only reason. In fact, the Iker reason, writes the Yalkut Shimoni, and Elohim, why David HaMelech couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash was because the same way that Chazal saying the same shtickle than the Yalkut, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go into Eretz Yisrael and didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. He only built the Mishkan, the Bayit Zmani, the temporary dwelling place for the Shechinah, and not the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Chazal say, had Moshe Rabbeinu built the Beis HaMikdash, it never would have been destroyed. Ameila, that saved Klai Yisrael, because when Klai Yisrael sinned, Yumadav Tassan Beis, Bayis Rishon, Gilei Raishich, Dama Vodazor, the big three, the cardinal sins, Bayis Sheni, Sin Shechinah, Eimishter is what he had Rachamim. shofar chamoso al eitzim yelvonim. He would have had no recourse but to destroy Klai Yisrael ba'atzmon. Hashem and Rachamim, I'm not going to let Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to orchestrate world events that Hashkocha will mandate that Moshe Rabbeinu will never build the base of Midrash Mela. I'll take out my anger and fury kaviyachol on the eitzim and avonim, the six and stones, and I will not take out my fury against Klai Yisrael. The Yavkir continues the same with David HaMelech. David HaMelech was so holy that David HaMelech likewise built the base of Midrash. Hashem never would have been able to destroy it. So it's really two reasons combined why David HaMelech couldn't build the base of Midrash. But Masa Atzmala, this is his lifelong dream. But it's more than that. Now we turn to the Ruch HaShulchan and Ruch Chaim Siman Nun. When he talks about our minhag is minhag Ashkenaz, we say Mr. Shechinu Sabasa David as the bridge, the mamutza from the section of Kalbanus as the Hagdama now to Pesukei Zimra. What's Pshat? We go to a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and what happened? People were making fun of David HaMelech, and they said David HaMelech sinned and his reputation was blemished. They said he sinned with Bat Sheva. Now, yes, we know the Gemara in Shabbos and Hayim and Aleph Kolmar David Chata Eino Olatoe Avadi said to Nasan and Avi Chatosi and his Madriga Ha'al Yonah Gavo Yosef Han and his Madriga sinned, but not in our perspective. He didn't do an Avera, but his reputation, people had silly his reputation until what happened? The world was all there when it came to Shlomo being machanech the base of Mikdash the Bayis Rishon, and the doors wouldn't open up. They couldn't do the avoda. They couldn't use the base of Mikdash until what? Until Shlomach recited Kiput Olam and Mizrach Shechen and Samaisa David. Until he mentioned David HaMelech, and only when she was masker the shame and the schus of David HaMelech, then Hashem says, "I'm going to open up for David HaMelech because David said to Hashem, please tell Klai Yisrael that you forgave me, that you were mochel me." Hashem says, "Don't worry, machalti, I forgave you." David says, "But I want a simen." Says, "Don't worry, I'll answer you and I'll give you a simon." When was that simon? Not in his lifetime, but after his patira, Shalom Elch, the whole world is standing there, everyone has gathered. The Chanukah, Sabayah, Sabayah, Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. And what happens? The doors only open up when Shlomo the son was masker the name of David. Mizrashir Chanukah Sabayis the David. And only when he was masker the name of David did the doors open up. Zokdar Chashulchan Pasha. And you're now standing at the entranceway to the Pesach Shar HaTfilah. And you now want to daven. And how do you get ready for the Amidah for Shmoneh Esrei? You get ready with Pesukei Dezimra. Where did Pesukei Dezimra come from? Who gave us Pesukei Dezimra? It's a collection of choice selections from where? From Sefer Tehillim. Writes Ramendel Kaplan in his biography, Ramendel and his wisdom. He says, "B'tochani, I am sure that every single word of Tehillim was written Mila Mamila Baruch HaKadosh. All about Pesukei Dezimra were penned by David HaMelech." Writes the Ruch HaShulchan. We're about to go into Pesukei Dezimra, which is the Achana, to open up the gates of heaven, to open up the Sharei Tefillah, and to get us ready for the Shema and the Shmoneh Esrei. Before you jump into David HaMelech's Tehillim, first you have to do what? You got to open up the doors. How do we open up the doors? We follow suit. We follow the example of Shlomo. He opened up the doors by being masker David, Mr. Shulchan Yusamaisa David. Once we mention David HaMelech's name, now we open up the doors, right? So Chashulchan, more than it's the conclusion of Kabonis, it's the Hagdama, the Psicha. You just had the Kabonis, now you want to lay and say the Kapitel till now were penned by David HaMelech himself. You got to first open up the gate. How do you open up the gate? Kapitel Amen, Mr. Shulchan Yusamaisa David. I'm here, I'm standing at the entrance of the base of Mikdash Hashem. Here I'm doing what Shlomo did previously. Open up the gates. Wide, now let me journey into the world of Tehillim that none other than David HaMelech composed, and only then will we fulfill the proper Achana to get ready for the Amidah, the Shema, Kabbalah, Simcha Shemayim.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.